somebody we have heard a bit from in recent weeks because her book, Unbreakable, has just been published, Yelena Docky. And it's an extraordinary story. A prodigious talent, heralded as Australia's greatest tennis hope since Yvonne Gundogan. Yelena Dokic burst onto the scenes back in 1999 when at age 16 she achieved what's still regarded as one of the greatest upsets in tennis history, beating world number one Martina Hingis in the opening round of Wimbledon. And by 18, Yelena was in the world's top 10. By 19, she was number four. From war-torn Yugoslavia to Wimbledon via the Western Sydney suburbs, Dokic narrates her inspiring ascent to becoming one of the best tennis players in the women's game and her heartbreaking fall from the top, in no small part due to, well, how she survived her father, Demir Dokic, the tennis dad from hell. As I said, I caught up with Yelena last week and first up congratulated her on what's a fascinating book.
Thank you.
You're enjoying the madness of a book tour?
Yes, I am.
Look, if we can go back to the start, you were 11 when you arrived in Australia. What was it like for you then? Your family didn't have a lot of money.
No, obviously we were refugees when we came to Australia, and I was already a refugee before that. We had to leave our home, I guess, twice. And coming to Australia was just another move. And I think coming to Australia was a bit more difficult because it was a little bit of a culture shock for us. And obviously the language barrier, even though I learned English pretty quickly, it was a bit of an adjustment, to say the least. Obviously something I talk about in the book quite a lot is also that beginning and that period and how difficult it was.
And you experienced, unfortunately, some of the worst traits of Australian, a little bit of racism, which you would have experienced back at that age.
Again, something I discussed a little bit in the book as well, and I had a tough time when we came to Australia. On top of obviously I was bullied at school, but I faced some racism and in the Australian, you know, tennis community, and it was hard because, you know, someone telling me, or one of the kids telling me, to go back where I came from was very hard. And also, you know, a lot of parents trying to get my scholarship and some of my funding that I was absolutely eligible for, and I was number one in three age groups, trying to get that cut was, it was hard. But, you know, I came from a lot worse conditions and we didn't have much, and I saw some of the effects of war, so some of those things didn't seem that bad.
And how old were you when you first really started concentrating on tennis?
Oh, very young. Another thing that I think someone, when they start reading the book, will realize very quickly was, you know, I started tennis at six, but my father started abusing me also when I was six because of tennis. Tennis was very serious very early on. Yeah.
Right, okay. So tennis was serious early on, and the abuse started about the same time that you started concentrating on the tennis. What form did that take when you were only, 6 years of age?
Yeah, again, obviously the book is a lot about the abuse, and me going through all sorts of abuse, from physical to emotional to verbal. And that started straight away when I was six. It just got worse when I got older and it spiraled out of control. Obviously, you know, when we got to Australia, and I think about when I was about, you know, 10, 11, 12, it really got bad.
Yeah, okay. And obviously, you're talking about it now. You obviously didn't when you were 6 years of age. But can you look back and understand and see how that affected you at that age, Yelena, the abuse?
I think no one should go through that at that age. Not any age, but especially when you're 6 years old. I dealt with that I dealt with that for over 20 years. So it's not just that I dealt with it when I was six. Even when I left home at 19, I still, my father still put me through hell, and I almost committed suicide, and I battled really bad depression for almost a decade. So for me, the effects were very bad, but I had to deal with it for a very long time.
And in a sense, even though you said it started with your tennis, I suppose the tennis and the amount of training you did was a way of, in a sense, escaping from all of that?
Well, not really, because at times, yeah, it was nice to be in the court because I love tennis, but also it was very difficult to deal with my father, because everything that I was kind of getting from him and all the abuse was because of tennis. So there were some, you know, kind of mixed feelings about that, because I did love tennis and it was always great to go out there. But at the same time, he was at times making me not enjoy it as much because of everything that I had to go through with him on a daily basis.
Yeah, and to rise to where you did, got to world number four, what did that take? How much time were you spending on training?
A lot, obviously. I think for me, it's not so much about training, it's about all the pressure and everything that my father put on me. So, you know, I talk, obviously, some of the things in the book are about tennis and competing and training, but, you know, 90% of the book is, it's more a life story. So for me, you know, the training part was easy, and some of the things that I had to go through. Obviously, as a professional athlete, you have to train a lot. It's hours and hours and hours every day, which was, I think, once you decide to go down that route as a tennis player or any professional athlete, that's what you kind of have to do.
Yeah, okay. Now, look, when you went back to Serbia, and that was in 2000, why did that come about? Why did you leave Australia and go back to Serbia?
It was 2001, and my father made a decision not to play for Australia anymore, and I kind of was in the middle of that storm, and I did not agree with that decision at all. It was something that later on, or a little bit over a year later, made me leave home. I was very angry with him because of that decision, and he just wanted to go back. So for me, I did not feel that way at all, I was very aware of, you know, what Australia had given me and the chance for not just a better life, but to be the tennis player that I was, even though I went through a tough time for a while there, you know, in the tennis community. But yeah, it was very unfortunate that he made me do that. I was still very young and couldn't go against him. But it was tough. It was tough. One of the, you know, hardest decisions or toughest decisions that he made me do. And one of the hardest moments of my life was going on the court in Rollover Arena 24 hours later. You know, and being obviously jeered by the Australian public. And it was very tough, even though I come back a few years later. But that decision is something that I wish I could take back to this day.
Yes, yeah. Look, you said you've suffered with depression for about 10 years. When did you first recognise that was a major problem in your life, Yelena?
I don't think once it kind of starts, you're not aware of it, and I actually wasn't aware of it. I just realized that I was getting worse. So for me, you know, there are a few years there when, you know, I was kind of going up and down, but it was all already there. So anyway, you know, from 2004 onwards, I dealt with it for a very long time. Like I said, almost committed suicide, but, you know, I'm here. I'm happy that I was able to get out of that. And, I think I'm lucky to obviously still be here.
Yeah. Is it something you're still conscious of and aware of as maybe an issue in your life?
It's not an issue, obviously, right now, but something that once you've had it, obviously, you have to be careful, definitely. I'm very aware of what I went through and some of the certain things that might trigger some of that again. And, it's all about, anyway, being happy and focusing on the next phase of my life anyway. But, I'm aware of the fact that I've had it and how bad it was, and I think I can recognize if it, you know, happen again. Let's hope it doesn't. I'm aware of it and know what I probably have to do.
Yeah, look, everybody talks about the pressures on young people in professional sport, and obviously you talk about it in the book. A lot's been said about Nick Kyrgios. I notice his mum supported you at the Canberra book launch. Do you know Nick well?
I don't know him well. I've met him, but I wouldn't compare, I think, Nick's whatever it was, his career or his life to mine. It's completely different. I don't think there's any comparison at all, especially certainly not with his parents, who are extremely supportive. So I don't know why people would kind of compare that, and I've already, given an interview about that.
No, you misunderstand me. I'm not making comparisons. I'm just saying young people deal differently with the pressures. Obviously, yeah, he's experiencing pressures as a young person, and a lot of people would say he doesn't cope with the media very well. Would you say that that's a big problem for him, that he doesn't handle the media very well?
I think, look, he's different. He's not someone like a Federer or a Nadal, and he's said that. So he's a very different person to them, and he's very different, I think, to what we've had in tennis for a while. And, look, he's very honest, and he's out there, and sometimes, you know, even when he doesn't feel great, he makes that known, and he talks about it very openly, and sometimes might be misunderstood. But, look, for me, I've talked about the media a lot in the past few weeks, actually, because I think in my case, the mistake was made to make kind of fun of my father, and it wasn't, you know, funny at all. He was a headline and a
yes,
joke.
Yes, yes.
So when you actually look at it, it really wasn't funny at all, his behavior and his outburst. But the media made fun of it. So I think, you know, there has to be, I think everyone kind of needs to learn a lot from certain cases. But look, yeah, look, has Nick gotten some bad publicity because of certain things? Absolutely. Has he made some probable mistakes on the court in certain things? Yes, he has, and he's admitted to that. So I think it's a balancing act.
Yeah.
But I think he's getting, you know, he's maturing. I think he's getting better. I think he was better this year because on top of injuries, he still had a pretty good year result-wise. So, you know, I think he's maturing and learning, and hopefully next year he'll have a great year.
Obviously, the discussions about your father are an important part of the book. Do you have any contact with your father these days?
No, not at all. We don't talk. We don't have a relationship at all. I've tried over the years, and I've tried to kind of give that relationship a chance and reconcile, but it's very, very hard with someone that doesn't, you know, think he did anything wrong or is, you know, even able to say sorry. And yeah, so for me, it's very difficult to have a relationship with that person, especially after everything.
You talk extensively about dealing with your demons, and your weight went to 120 kilos. You're an ambassador for the Lady Shake, and of course Adam McDougall, being a former Knights player, is a much loved Novocastrian. You're obviously a big fan of the Lady Shake, Yelena.
Yeah, look, I had certain health issues, and that included a thyroid issue. So, it was a battle over the last couple of years. Yeah, and I've kind of really worked hard on my health for the last, let's say, you know, 18 months, and especially the last 12 months, and it's still a journey. I'm still on it. But yeah, it's been great, you know, to have support there. And I love the product, and obviously, I'm continuing on this journey. I've still got some way to go, and looking forward to what I can do in the next 12 months.
And what do you hope to do in the next 12 months? What lies ahead for you?
Yeah, look, I've got a lot of commitments and a lot of work coming up. I'm, you know, commentating and doing a lot of work in January for a couple of TV channels. I'm writing, I've got radio, I've still got a lot of work with the book promotion as well, and a couple of projects that are still now kind of we're negotiating on for the next, they should be ready in the next couple of weeks, but hopefully, you know, we can kind of announce them next year. So there's a lot of things that are happening. I think I'm going to be very, very busy, which is good because I like to work, and I think I've been lucky that I can find things that I'm good at but also enjoy it.
Yes, well, she's a busy girl these days. Interesting book, and I dare say it'll make a good Christmas present for lots of people. Very interesting, but her father was an absolute ratbag. Unbreakable, it's called. Yelena Dokic with Jessica Halloran, and as they say, a good read.